At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Kumho tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, welcome inside Hour 2, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon.
Nice quiet night on a Thursday, Reverend.
Yeah. Oh, I'm ready. Yes, my son. Yes, it is. We're live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. An unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
You know, now, Jason, I was going to ask about your frock for Saturday.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, which of your teams? But they're all the same damn colors.
Yeah, they're all blue and orange, so it's all good.
Yeah.
It's all blue and orange. We're wearing. Yes.
Are you going to dress like Otto, though? You see him getting off that train? That was great.
My name is Otto. I like to get Lotto.
Well, if you went as that Otto, I mean, you'd be the most popular guy at the party. No way, Bart, dude.
Oh, boy. I checked, and in the last 5 minutes, there has not been a huge trade or free agency signing. Much different from the 30 minutes that preceded it.
Still early.
We still could have more. But in the last half hour, what have we seen here on a Thursday night? Well, not much. Just, oh, by the way, the Chargers. Now down another wide receiver as they have traded Keenan Allen to the Bears in exchange for a fourth-round pick. And not to be outdone, the Chiefs go out and agree with Hollywood Brown, who is headed to Kansas City on a one-year, $11 million contract. He'll slot in nicely behind Rashee Rice, and this is the best wide receiver room the Chiefs have had the last couple of years, so good luck dethroning them. So we talked about Hollywood Brown a few minutes ago. We had the Bears angle on the trade for Keenan Allen, but now we got to look at the Chargers. And we have to look at this and say, here's what they have done in the last couple of days. We knew they had to cut some players because they were really just they were bursting at the seams.
Yeah, with even with the $30 million, they were still at the cap.
Yeah, but here's the thing is that, and this is where, you know, Frostberg's going to love me now. This is something the Chargers just had to do, right? They had to do this, right? I know I was kidding around when I said, oh, my God. No. I am completely on board with what the Chargers are doing because you are looking at a team that for the last couple of years has been supposedly built to win and has not. They're supposed to have the players, and they've underachieved. They spent a lot of money on defensive stars, and what happened? They haven't won. The offense has been good but not been good enough. And now you have your young quarterback, and all your weapons are older, and they're injured. And how much longer do they have? They traded Keenan Allen maybe a year too early rather than a year too late, right? I think he'll have a nice year with the Bears this year, but who knows where he's going to be. He could get hurt. Something could happen.
Well,
you've had
with
the best
DJ
of Keenan
Moore,
Allen.
You don't need him to catch 100 balls.
No.
He doesn't have to be that guy with 15 targets a game out of necessity.
No, he fits there. Look, I love it there. I love what the Bears have done. And the Chargers, this stinks, but it's necessary because all their big weapons that they had that they've been counting on that they haven't won with. And remember, it's not like this has been a huge era for the Chargers of, boy, every year is 12 wins. And we're no, they, you know, with all these great players, they've still found a way to underachieve because, you know, Chargers. So with all these guys getting older and Keenan Allen's 31, yes, you had to move on. Mike Williams is 29 and he can't stay healthy. You have to move on. Austin Eckler's 29. You have to move on, right? You need younger weapons. You need to build around Justin Herbert. And now, okay. So now this is what you had to do. You kept a couple of, you know, you're able to keep some couple of guys defensively because you're able to restructure contracts. So now you can be active in this next phase of free agency. And look, you can't completely ignore the wide receiver position because you need to get some weapons for Justin Herbert because right now your best receiver is Quentin Johnston. And he was awful last year. I mean, he was just absolutely terrible. Drops, couldn't really dent the scoreboard, couldn't dent the stat column at all, couldn't get targets. I mean, this is a guy that you was supposed to come in and be a superstar. Be the guy that takes over for Keenan Allen. And instead, now, here he is, and you go, boy, this is the best guy you have? So, yeah, they still need to make moves, but it's a deep wide receiver class. And, you know, Harbaugh, I'm sure, feels like, hey, I'm in on all these receivers. I've watched these guys play the last few years. I get it. I know who can fit into the scheme and what I want to do. So this is necessary. It stinks, and it's tough because you're waving goodbye to guys that you watched for the last few years. And, look, Keenan Allen's one of the best wide receivers in the NFL the last decade. He's been incredibly good and been incredibly solid and still dependable and still a star when he's healthy. But you kind of have to do this because you're bringing in a new head coach. You're starting over. Your quarterback's in his mid-20s. Yeah, you can't stick around with weapons that are on the wrong side of 30 and say, okay, we're going to kind of just cut and paste to see how this goes long-term. The Chargers had to do this. They're doing it now. You know, the job is only half done, but these were tough decisions that had to be made. But what I like for the Chargers is they're strong at the two biggest positions on a team, head coach and quarterback, right? I love that. The Chargers can build from there, and you can figure everything out. When you have a really good head coach, you got a really good quarterback, everything else is attainable.
Yeah, I mean, as we go through the details, and our guy Jay Glazer joins us each and every week. Find him in the podcast, wherever you get your audio. Joined us and tells us great stories from around the league, and of course his Unbreakable Mental Wealth podcast, where you're still jealous you didn't get a dinner invite the other night. So find that wherever you get your podcast. But he doesn't take a lot of hits in this, you know, a lot of swings, I should say. But when he hits, he hits. Right, which is why we were confirming. Wait, Jay's got this. He didn't get hacked. Nothing going on. And with the Chargers, they made a bunch of moves in terms of having other players, including the two big defensive players in Mack and Bosa. They readjusted their contracts, and that's something to be said. Keenan Allen said, to hell with that, I'm not. Okay, so on you move from both him and Mike Williams, two guys that were making north of $20 million. You already added Disley. You added Gus the Bus Edwards, one of our favorites, to that running back room. But now it's time to reestablish the wide receiver. You got the number 5 overall pick. So there you have an opportunity. And whether it's Harrison Jr. or Adunze or you decide you like someone else as you evaluate, have at it. One pick in every round of the draft and an extra in round 7. When we look at the updated wide receiver board, though, Michael Thomas, Odell Beckham, all the guys that we were talking about a little bit yesterday. Michael Thomas, Odell Beckham Jr., Hunter Renfrow, and then you've got MVS, Tyler Boyd and KJ Osborne, formerly of your Minnesota Vikings. Those are the guys that kind of rank towards the top of the receiver position at this point. Still perhaps some others that would be available, you know, as trade partner kind of situations. But for Justin Herbert, yeah, looking around the room, you just lost a lot of sure-handed targets. Yeah, injury issues for both Allen and Williams the last couple of years, but when on the field, you had security blankets. And Austin Eckler's not there to catch 100 balls out of the backfield anymore either, right? Look, we need to bring his name up while we're at it. Even if he wasn't effective between the tackles nearly as much as he used to be, losing him as a receiver is a huge loss, especially as these two guys walk out the door as well.
And now here's the other part of this, right, is that I would not be surprised, right? And this is not me saying I've talked to somebody, but I would not be surprised.
Sources!
If the Chargers know that Marvin Harrison Jr. is going to be there at five for them, right? Because remember, they pick fifth overall. They don't need a quarterback. They're not going to move down. Yes, there's a really rich for offensive tackles. But you already, even if nothing else happens, if no more moves happen right now, you have quarterbacks that are going 1, 2, 3. Okay, the Bears are taking Caleb Williams at one. The Washington Commanders are going Drake May most likely at number two. Or you know, who knows what winds up happening, but maybe Drake May at number two. Maybe it's J.J. McCarthy. The Patriots the same way, right? They're going quarterback at number three. So now all you need to make sure that you are getting Marvin Harrison Jr. is that the Cardinals don't take him at four or someone doesn't trade up to get him. I don't think anybody trades up to get Marvin Harrison. If anybody trades up with the Cardinals, it's because, hey, this quarterback that we like is not going to be there when we draft at 12 or 15 or 17, whatever it is. So that's where they're moving up. So you now see, if you're the Chargers, you're like, okay, hey, the guy we really like, most likely he's going to be there at five. And also, don't be surprised if the Chargers sit there at five and say, yeah, we like Marvin Harrison Jr., but we like Roma Dunze too. This guy was a big riser and after the combine and someone that people love, and he's now projected to go that high. So the Chargers, there is going to be a great wide receiver for them there. It's just going to be personal preference. Look, Harrison clearly has the pedigree. Romo Dunze is someone that was the big riser. I mean, I wish he would have caught that pass against Michigan in the national title game.
Well,
and
yeah,
maybe you'd be talking about him going even higher. But, I mean, this is – if you're the Chargers now, you know you're getting somebody at five, and it's probably one of those two guys.
I like just the potential. I mean, look at the overhaul that you're doing here. Coaching staff, GM, everything goes through. And, you didn't just kind of readjust, you know, for the alignment issues your car is having. No, this was a, hey, let's go take that path instead. And you jerk the wheel and down the road you go, bouncing all the way. That's kind of where we're at. Nice country drive on a Sunday, and it's nice and smooth. But, you know, you're a little off, so you got to, you know, your alignment's off, so you got to kind of make sure you keep it between the lines, right? No laziness, no half-assing it. But here was a, hey, that looks interesting down there. What's in that field? And that's where the Chargers are going. And at number five, yeah, could you trade, find other pieces? Like, how many wide receivers you like? We keep talking about how deep this draft is, and you've got three or four guys that have that potential to come in immediately and be a number one. Who do you love best, or do you want to go for a plethora of those options? Yeah, interesting times. I love it with all our teams. You've got a quarterback that may not be there and nobody likes. The Bears are on the move positively. Chargers changing things up, keeping it interesting for Frostburg.
It's a big night, Mike Harmon.
It is a big night.
It is a big night. Look,
it's a red carpet kind of night here on Fox Sports Radio.
For the Chargers, and it is difficult because what do I tell you? For all the big stuff for the Chargers, looking up at the Chiefs and trying to win the division is really going to be difficult, right? For all the good news, yes. How many division titles are they going to win the next 5 years, really? I mean, one, maybe. Maybe they win one, right? You're trying to get in as a wild card. Okay, it's fine. But it was a necessary thing to do. And look, the one thing the Chargers have always done, right? And this is where I talk about a team's identity and where it never falters is, yes, the Chargers have always broken your hearts and they found new and incredible bad ways to lose. They're the Jets 3,000 miles away. But what have they always been able to do? Regardless, as to who the coach is, who the GM is, whoever who the quarterback is, they have always been able to throw the football, and they've always had receivers put up big numbers. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter if it's Schottenheimer coaching the team. Doesn't matter if it's Staley coaching the team. Doesn't matter if it's Harper. Whoever it is, they've always been able to do that. Now, you're talking about 40 years going on really good quarterback play and really good wide receiver play. And good wide receiver play from guys you say, boy, I can't believe this guy's putting up that. I didn't think he was that good. So, you know, I get that it's not okay. Well, it doesn't always mean that because you've always done it, it's going to mean it's going to work this time. But I'll go 40 years of them being able to put up good offenses, weaving in and rolling over from year to year. I'm pretty confident that's going to continue here with the Chargers.
Run the ball. Gus the bus. Let's go.
Exit out by DeFresca. Exit Swollen Dome. The Jason Smith Show with my best friend, Mike Harmon, live from the TireRack.com studios. Did you know Discover wants everyone to feel special? So with your Discover card, you got access to 24-7 customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Learn more at Discover.com/credit card. Limitations, they do apply. Well, coming up next, we have more on these big breaking news elements in the NFL. Day 4 of free agency is hot, especially tonight. How big are these moves? Special guest stopping by to break it down with us. Keep it right here. Jason and Mike, Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what really sets them apart from the rest. So, lace up your sneakers, make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. And you can now pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at foxsportsradio.com, where listeners can compete with our hosts for bragging rights to see who has the better tourney bracket. Big moves in the NFL tonight. Hollywood Brown is now headed to the Chiefs, 1 year, $11 million. The Chargers trade Keenan Allen to the Bears for a fourth-round pick. Both of these are very good players. And it hit me, wait a minute. We are talking about very good players here. There is one guy to get on to talk about that.
No.
Longtime NFL insider. Oh. Hall of Very Good voter. You can follow him on Twitter at JasonCole62. And his friend of the show, Jason Cole. J. Cole, what's happening, bud? I couldn't do it with a straight face.
I hate you so much.
I thought you were going to start singing some Merle Haggard at him. The fight inside of me.
God. All I know is, based on tonight, I think that the top three receivers for the Chargers are you two and Frostburg.
Let's go.
Yeah. I got good hands, man. I always had good hands.
Justin Herbert's going to be like, can I throw those guys? Anybody. Just give me somebody.
I'm scrappy AF, J. Cole.
Yeah. Frostburg's on the outside. I'm the slot guy over the middle. I'm the guy that just finds the empty spot in the zone like Wes Welker. That's me.
Yes. Or you're begging to find the empty spot in the zone. Where, is there any place I can go where nobody's going to hurt me? Any place.
Safety's waiting to tee up on his ass.
And no fair hitting me if I can't see you. No fair. Only if I can see you. All right. So, hey, Frostburg is, look, Keenan Allen going is like him, you know, trading one of his kids to the Bears. What do you make of this trade?
Well, I mean, it's a start over, clear the decks of a lot of money so that you can't, you know, you do that along with Bosa restructuring his contract. You're moving money around, not necessarily for this year specifically, but clearing the decks, you know, down the line so that you can do some spending on some other spots, you know, do some spending in the future. Get some. I thought, you know, it's funny because I thought Keenan Allen would fit into what they wanted to do. But I guess they just want to move on from the agent injury factor. I don't – Mike Williams, I totally understood. And I understood reworking Bosa, but I thought Allen would be a guy that you might want to keep in this one. So I was a little – I'm a little surprised by that move specifically. So, like, they better have a big plan for the number five pick. Because if you got a quarterback like this – you know, he needs guys. I mean, you've already lost Eckler. What are your weapons here? You know, I mean, I know they had some guys, some young guys in the receiving core and the backup running back, but that's nothing proven. And I thought this team was a lot closer to winning, you know, the last couple of years than what Harbaugh has necessarily done here.
Well, meanwhile, the Bears are ready for a Super Bowl. I'm sorry, Jason.
I wanted to finish
with the charm, but that's okay. Yeah. Look, you should be more concerned about what is the market for Justin Fields now. What are we going to get now?
Well, the answer is this, J. Cole. Eventually, someone's going to rip a shoulder, tear a labrum, tear an ACL, and the desperate come calling.
That's not going to happen between now and the draft.
That's okay.
Just want to let you know that.
Okay,
there's no practice. There's no real practice between now and that thing called the draft.
No, so, that's fine.
Yeah. But like Atlanta and Pittsburgh are out. Where else did you think he was going to go? Frankly, I'm surprised Atlanta didn't take a shot with him. But, you know, Arthur Blank is at the point where it's like, I want to win and I want to win now. So I don't care what it costs, but get me a quarterback who can play, because we got, you know, we got Pitts and we got London and we got Bijan Robinson. We better get those guys the freaking ball. That's the bottom line.
Well, look, J. Cole, I like this. I like what the Bears are doing. I don't think it changes anything for them. I just feel like, how do you completely mismanage a market where for a while you had the quarterback, the only one, hey, this guy's pretty good, he can fit, and you find a way to not be able to trade him for whatever reason, and now you're walking in the draft going, we're going to draft Caleb Williams and still have Justin Fields on the roster.
Delicious. Just delicious. Just splendid. Now, see, here's one thing I will say. In defense of the Bears on this one, they didn't have as much control of the situation as people like to think, because nobody's taking Fields on what's essentially a 2-year deal for, was it like $34 million?
Well, yeah. I mean, he's cheap this year, right. And then it balloons. Yeah, exactly.
Right. And so they're not. And so what you have to do if you're trading for Fields, you have to say, okay, we'll pick up the option, but we want to spread it out over 3 years. Because we want to get you in here, we'll commit to at least the first 2 years, see if it'll turn out. But you're going to get your money. But if we're going to put all this effort into you, A, we don't want it to cost this much because that becomes prohibitive. And the other part is we want another year to work with you. So they're going to try and stretch the contract out. That's where he had some control in this one. And so I think this was a little tougher deal than a lot of people want to make for the Bears, but they needed to somehow find a way to make it. That's what I'm saying. Like they didn't have this when people were talking about, oh, they could get a first rounder for Justin Fields. I mean, that was ridiculous. And when they were talking about, like, oh, we're going to get a second rounder plus, no, you are not. You're going to get a third rounder if you're lucky, and you're going to get another pick, like a fourth or a fifth, for him, but you got to work with him to make this palatable for him. And obviously it has not become palatable for him to do what they're talking about. And they're probably, the agent's probably looking at it saying, hey, look, just cut us. You know, we'll go out in the market and we'll pick where we want to go, but you can cut us as far as this goes, because I can probably get that same contract with, you know, from a team that I really want to play for.
All right, how about the Chiefs? Not to be outdone, Hollywood Brown, 1 year, comes in, next man up, Patrick Mahomes, after shuffling up a bunch of his dollars.
This is a perfectly acceptable move. It's along the lines of what they had with Juju Smith-Schuster the year before, back in 2022. You get a guy, and you know, he can hit a bunch of incentives, and you just need a guy who's out there who's going to catch the ball. And it's like, there was so much teeth gnashing about the Chiefs this last year. Are they really that good? Are they this? Are they that? If you just look back at the games, if they had just caught the ball, they would have won three more games during the regular season, right? Like, just catch the ball. They win the Detroit game, right? They don't be offsides. You know, a really simple thing. Just don't be offsides, and you win a game, right? Catch another one, you know. Valdez-Scantling, catch another one. That's the third game in the regular season, and they're the number one seed, and they're sitting at home for the entire playoffs. So a bunch of the anxiety was about simple things. It wasn't really, really complex. Yeah, they're not a great scoring team, and they weren't going to be a great scoring team this year the way they were constructed, but they were still really close to being the number one seed if for just some normal plays. So now you went and got a receiver who's capable of making normal plays and consistent plays, which, again, is what Juju Smith-Schuster did the year before when he had a really productive year. So you get him, and then, you know, you hopefully draft a guy who's a long-term answer and, you know, and move on from, you know, again, Harmon Smith and Frostburg. You guys were probably as productive as their top three receivers last year.
Well, this is what I love about the Chiefs is every year, J. Cole, the Chiefs, it's five new guys. Hey, we got five guys on 1 year deal. Right, five new guys. Five. Now they'll keep Rashee Rice, obviously, because he was pretty good and turned out to be maybe their answer to the wrong receiver.
He's young and cheap. Yes, exactly.
Yeah, but it's new guys every year. They just keep cycling through. Yeah, and we're winning Super Bowls. It does. Come join us for a year, underachieve. We'll let you go, but you'll have a Super Bowl ring. It's an awesome plan.
Well, Smith-Schuster didn't underachieve, right? Like, he played really well and parlayed that into, you know, a decent, reasonable contract. So it's the same thing with Hollywood Brown. Come in here, get, you know, have a good year, go out and play well. It's along the lines of what the Warriors were doing right in the middle of their to switch sports, but in the middle of their run, it's like, go get veteran guys, put them on the team, or way back, you know, in the Lakers, you know, runs with Kobe. Go get some veteran guys, you know, on short-term contracts. They come in for 1 year. You win a championship. They move on. Go get that what they want, or they just get the championship and they retire, right? So, yeah, it's right along those lines. And unfortunately, free agency is built for this. Like, these are the perfect players to get in free agency. Guys who are relatively cheap on short-term contracts are completely incentivized to fill holes on teams that otherwise don't have any significant holes. So this is what free agency really – this is the most effective way to do free agency. All the guys who signed on the first day where all the big money was spent, I think somebody did an analysis of the top 11 free agents from, you know, whoever's rankings of the top 11 free agents from the 2022 free agency class, seven of them had already been cut by this year. So all the guys that we think are impact guys who get overpaid, teams find out that they're overpaid, and they get rid of them really quickly because they don't fit, or they go to teams that are bad, and within 2 years they change their coaching staff and they're clearing off these guys who are way too expensive. So free agency is, as always, kind of fool's gold, but it is an opportunity for guys to go get paid, and more power to them, but it's great. But it's not team building. That's the problem that people have. This is not how you do this. You build through the draft, and you augment through free agency, which is what the Chiefs have just done.
We're here in the TireRack.com Fox Sports Radio studios. Jason Smith Show with me, Mike Harmon, on the hotline with us. Our friend joins us each and every week. It's Jason Cole at JasonCole62. Pick up his books, Amazon, and wherever fine books are sold.
My great books. They're not
they're
very
all
good.
Very they're good. Great. They're all very good
they're,
books.
They're
all your
great.
Books are very
they're
good.
They're great. No. We don't do this with my work. We don't do this with my work. No.
Your vote is your
you
work.
Can and you can do that with Jim Porter, because Jim Porter can't do anything to you, okay? But I come on your show, and I can impact your show, okay? My books are great. Okay, that's the way it is. You better get that right, or I will drive down there right now, and I will find you in Sherman Oaks. That's what it is.
I heard you were a very good driver, so I will listen.
I'm an excellent driver.
Nicely done, Mr. Hoffman. Nice. At Jason Cole, 62. All right, Jay Cole, we have to ask this very important question as free agency has been working. Really is a very good question. How do you define all in? As related, like, say, if I were using it in a sentence, how in the first 72 hours of free agency have the Cowboys demonstrated to you that they're all in?
Can I use the words Alexander Davis as part of this or no?
Sure. Sure. I was afraid you were going to say something else and then start cursing.
I really won't go there because it's probably not fit for radio.
You can use Alvin Davis if you want to. That's fine.
No.
Seattle Mariner first baseman.
He was a fine player. Nice left-handed hitter.
He was a very good player, Alvin Davis. He was very good.
He was very, very, very good player. So, look, it's just the fact that people go for this. It's the idea that Jerry can say anything he wants, and people just talk about him, right? And he wins no matter what, because the soap opera goes on, right? They spend a week talking about what does all in mean on 17,000 sports talk radio shows. And somehow Jerry wins in that equation because somehow you created a team that is the most valuable team in sports. And when I say that, I mean the most valuable team in the entire planet. You have the most valuable sports franchise in the planet. But somehow, some way, you can't afford to buy a few players. Just a few, not a lot. But just a few. Get a couple of guys who augment your team. Why aren't you the one buying, Hollywood Brown? Why aren't you the one going out and getting, Derrick Henry? By the way, my wife is a big fan of Hollywood Brown, so I don't know, which I don't know why, but maybe because he's a small guy. So she's happy he's with the Chiefs and not with the Cowboys.
Did she just pick a note saying, hey, make sure you tell them I like the Hollywood Brown move to the Chiefs?
She yelled at me from the other room. I could hear it, though. That's why I interrupted. But when she gets involved in the show, I better respect that because I want to have a very good marriage.
Good. Yeah, I'm sure you have a very good marriage already. Yeah, I'm sure you do.
Yes. I better keep it that way. Hollywood Brown, to get back to the Cowboys, it's just about selling. It's never really about actual football. It's that old story about, I've already told you a story about Ed Werder and Jerry Jones.
Oh, boy.
So Ed Werder in Dallas was basically, public nemesis number one for the Cowboys in covering them from the time he was with, the Dallas Morning News, and then he went to ESPN, he was there all the time, and, he was the one digging up everything. And so one day, there's this big, shindig that the Cowboys are hosting. And into it, it's all the Jones family, it's the front office, it's everybody who's involved. And suddenly in walks Jerry with Ed Werder by his side. And everybody's literally shocked. Like, how did Ed Werder, of all people, get invited into this, given all the crap that he stirs up about the Cowboys, right? And they're laughing. And Jerry goes, well, everybody, Ed here has promised to do a 6-minute story about all the great things we do here at the Cowboys. And Werder goes, Jerry, I didn't say great things. I just said, he agreed to do 6 minutes about the Cowboys on ESPN. He realized it doesn't matter if it's good or bad. It's just a commercial. It's just a commercial. Right? Just get me 6 minutes about the Cowboys on ESPN, and I'm selling merch, baby. Merch. Get those things some swag.
I'll sell more cowboy beans. I'll do it every time.
He's on Twitter at JasonCole62. That is at JasonCole62. Another very good visit with him. J. Cole, as always, buddy. Appreciate it. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week. Have fun.
I love y'all, guys. I'm very good here.
I'll call the Werder. I'll call the Werder guy. Get him to write some good words up there. It's going to happen that way. The Jason Smith with Mike Harmon live at the TireRack.com studios. Just like in basketball, successful game plan starts with the right players. Team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart. That's what really sets them apart. So you can lace up your sneakers and make the winning play by heading to your local Tractor Supply store today. And you can now pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at FoxSportsRadio.com, where listeners can compete with our hosts for bragging rights to see who has the better tourney bracket. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. With big moves in free agency tonight, a big trade, there's a couple of teams that I sit back and I go, what the hell are they doing? What are they doing? It's coming up next right here. Who they are, and we'll try to figure out what they're doing. This is Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Fox Sports Radio, the Jason Smith Show with my best friend Mike Harmon. Just like in basketball, a successful game plan starts with the right players. The team at Tractor Supply brings hustle and heart, and that's what sets them apart from the rest. So lace up your sneakers, make the winning play, and head to your local Tractor Supply store today. Don't forget, pre-register for the Fox Sports Radio Bracket Challenge at FoxSportsRadio.com, where listeners can compete with our hosts for bragging rights to see who has the better tourney bracket. All right, now we'll get back into the big moves of the night coming up in a couple of minutes, because there's one team that really free agency is all about, as you see these players just head from team to team. But a couple of teams, Mike, a couple of big contenders, and I put that in quotes, that I really don't get what they're trying to do in free agency. And the first one is the Dolphins. I really am trying to figure out what they're doing. And you saw that story this week from one of their insiders and beat writers who said, hey, you know, the sense of the Dolphins is that this year, this is a transition slash reset year for them. And I'm saying to myself, What the hell are you talking about? You prove that you have one of the best offenses in the NFL. Your window is now before you got to give Tua Tagovailoa all kinds of money. What do you mean it's a transition reset year? You were great. Yes, you lost in -4 degree weather to the Chiefs. And what's happened when you don't play a game at home? How is this a transition reset year? All you did was watch player after player leave the Dolphin. Nope. Not re-sign you. Nope. Christian Wilkins. Nope. All they did was watch guys leave. And now I'm not worried about the Dolphins this year. They just let so much talent leave the building. I don't get what they're trying. I don't get how you talk about this as a reset transition year. You're good. This is a go for it year.
Well, and it goes back to, and it ties back a little bit into the whole Chicago thing, right? You've decided you love Tua, or at least it appears so, and he's going to be your guy, but you haven't had to pay him yet. Right, he gets another prove it year of staying healthy, avoiding the contact that was such a national outrage. Right, remember the concussion protocols and should he ever play football again was part of the narrative from the extremists in this space. So you've got that. You've got the wide receivers again. Guys, Tyreek Hill, another year older. I don't doubt that he's suddenly, I don't think he's suddenly going to slow down, you know, to the pace of insert your favorite bad car here. But on the other side, Waddle hasn't been able to stay healthy. Yeah, you brought in Jonnu Smith. Great. He was a non-factor for the Patriots, man. You know, like where they needed him to be a guy. Here he's an ancillary part. Running back position, again, a couple of guys that have been huge. But with injury concerns, Mostert with the history before last year, and obviously Achan set the world on fire. Offensive line has been shuffled. You mentioned the departure of Wilkins, who was the number one guy on most of the boards, right, regardless of position. So in that division where it looked like Buffalo was vulnerable, suddenly they seem fortified. No, not because they have Mitchell Trubisky, but more by the fact that you've gone backwards. Yeah, the Jets are still spiraling, and then the Patriots have, shall we just say nicely, a lot of work to do.
Mm. The other team that I don't get, but this is, you're talking about, I don't get how they're not trying to get and win that one more game, is the 49ers. Because what did we see was the Achilles heel of the 49ers? Offensive line, right? That's the big thing. Like, they lost Eric Armstead, and that's fine. The guy's 30 years old. Someone gave him $51 million. You know, that's fine. But they need the offensive line to be better than it was. It was, as the season went on last year, it went from, hey, we're a big strength to, hey, man, we're really not that good. And they were not good in the playoffs. They were not great enough in the Super Bowl. This is a unit that needed some kind of fresh blood, needed some injection of talent. They need to do some kind of reevaluation of moving some contracts somewhere to be able to get some players in there, because now you're talking about hoping to get lucky in the draft at a couple of positions on the offensive line. You know, I mean, it's real. Trent Williams is 37? I mean, really?
37?
I mean, in a row? The Niners, I'm stunned how quiet they are when offensive line was such a big issue for them.
But that's just it. They went and they made a bunch of moves on the defensive side.
Whew.
Right? I mean, a lot of time and evaluation and money spent and assets there. But the offensive line, we know if you don't have a front five, look, Christian McCaffrey, you've gotten a couple of great years out of him. And you need to give him the best chance of pushing that forward. He and your guy, Brock Purdy.
Exit, how about a Fresca? Exit, Swollen Dome, the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon live from the TireRack.com studios. Just a couple of tears. I'm trying to figure out what they're doing. These are contenders. I'm like, what are they doing?
How much you worry about the Jets?
But coming up next, you wish we'd get to the Jets. No, we'll get to the Jets, no, Aaron Rodgers, but the big night of moves coming up next, Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.